Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you. Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listener Prabhas K. in India, who wrote this incredible story and sent it to me at ivy@gokidgo.com to share with all of you. It's a tale that Prabhas calls Zombified. A few weeks ago, my life was blissfully normal. The city I live in, Spring Valley, was teeming with life. Everywhere I looked, people were going about their business, hustling, bustling, exchanging the occasional wave and smile. It was normal. I didn't have any concerns or worries. But as I sit here telling you this tale, a few weeks seems like an eternity ago. I know that there's a saying about life that the only constant is change, but I never really thought about what that meant before. I mean, I never had a reason to until I was laying here, on the ground, taking what could be my last breath. Did you? Still, it's hard to believe it's only been 3 weeks. Who knows what state the rest of the world is in? You see, the authorities blocked off Spring Valley a few days after all hell started to break loose here. It was little things. They shut off our city's power, water, and communication after a few days, of course. But it was never going to work. As if shutting us down and pretending Spring Valley never existed could stop this big of a problem from becoming a global crisis. I remember the first day, the very first day, when city officials installed the warning sirens. They said it was precautionary. But I wonder how many people really believed that. I definitely had my doubts even then. Deep down in my gut, I knew that there was nothing precautionary about the steps being taken. The infection had already begun here, and the sirens were confirming this city's demise. I was at work as a bank teller when the sirens went off for the first time. Oh, I jumped right out of my chair behind the glass and clean forgot how many bills I'd started counting out for poor Mrs. Perry. The siren started as a low howl, but within minutes it had grown to a bone-chilling wail. We all knew what it meant. Get out of the city. Now. I handed Mrs. Perry her bills through the window and I told her to run. Then I chucked all of my employee training right out the metaphorical window and grabbed whatever money I could from the till. I stuffed it in my pockets and joined the crowd of panicking civilians. As I started to move about, I was forming a plan in my head. My plan was simple. get my car and drive as fast as I could out of Spring Valley and over into Texas. From there, I'd pick up my sister and her husband and their new baby girl and head as far east as possible. But I didn't even make it past step one. I got to my car, only to find all four tires slashed. Swearing to myself, I stood in the parking lot of the bank, in the middle of what was quickly becoming pure chaos. Blood had already been spilled on the sidewalks as panicked people turned on one another. Screams of terror were heard. It was utter mayhem. And the weird thing was that it wasn't just people going after one another to survive anymore. Some of them had clearly been infected by something, and the disease had turned them into savage animals. Their skin was colorless, their eyes were dead, and their teeth chomped without regard. I was stunned, but I jostled myself out of shock and I started to run. To my left, I saw that Mrs. Perry had already been bitten. Sweet old lady, she'd never really stood a chance. She turned her now dead eyes at me and started shuffling in my direction. I'd been her friend a minute ago. Now she looked at me like I was her next meal. So I ran in the opposite direction, only to see a teenage girl with blonde hair wearing a ripped and bloody dress staring me down. Her right eye had been ripped out of her face and she was streaked with blood. Somehow, I assumed that most of it wasn't hers. When she emitted a loud shriek and came at me, my brain gave a jolt of energy to my legs and I ran as fast as I could. But then I tripped. I fell. And then everything started to fade to black. Well, this is the end, I thought to myself. That's where I am now. But deep in my gut, I know that it isn't the end. I just might wish that it is. I don't know about you, beloved listeners, but Prabhas' story has given me a serious scare. And that is, of course, just how I like it. Who doesn't like a great zombie story, am I right? If you have story ideas like Prabhas, reach out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com and I'll share your wicked tale with all of the Story Club members. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.